Commissioner or Trustee Bell?
Excuse me.
Yeah, sorry, I was looking at the wrong. So we did not take any action under item number one.
No.
In the closed session, and we don't have any action to take at this point, right? So item number two, discussion or action on bylaws. Chris?
And I'll make this as quickly, go as quickly as possible. The direction that we've received is that we need to update the bylaws. There was some work that was done last year between you and Mark. I've gone through those. Paul has gone through those. They're fairly, quite good. The law is current for what is stated in there. That does not need to be updated. There's a few things that do need to be updated. One issue that I wanted to bring up is just to make sure to have us check with our insurance company to make sure we have our fidelity bond insurance. So that put that as an item for us to follow up on.
Okay.
Under the meetings, the bylaws under the Utah Open Meetings Act is required that we specify to allow for electronic participation in meetings. We do that. As far as notice of the meetings, 3 days prior for the board members, the rest of the public, just 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
The one main thing that I wanted to talk with the board about was with the officers. Currently, under the draft of the bylaws, it says that there will be the following positions: chairman of the board, vice chairman of the board, a board clerk, a clerk of the district, secretary, treasurer, and records officer. And given how small in numbers we are, I was trying to see how we could combine those. There's some statutory limitations. I'm not seeing a requirement for a board clerk in statute. There is a requirement for clerk of the district, and then secretary and treasurer, I think we could have those combined.
Mm-hmm.
And then a grandma records officer, I don't think we are required by statute to have that. If a grandma request is submitted to the district, you can pass it on to legal to fill that request, or if you're comfortable issuing whatever documents are asked for. And so the limitations as far as positions, the chairman, and this is under statute, may not serve as either treasurer or clerk,
mm-hmm.
and the clerk may not also serve as treasurer. And so those are all statutory requirements, and so I needed to just define, we've got our chairman, vice chairman, treasurer, as far as district clerk. We'll need to take care of that. It can be one of the board members, but it just cannot be the chairman or the treasurer.
Okay. Can Carrie?
Yeah.
Can Carrie prepare the notes and let a board member sign off on them? Would that work?
As far as preparing the minutes?
The minutes and that sort of thing, the clerk thing.
That's fine. It's the biggest concern I have is the issuing of the checks. There's got to be that separation.
Mm-hmm. Between chairman,
the district clerk, and the treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
So if one of the board members wants to serve, you can appoint someone else that's not on the board, but there has to be that distinction between treasurer and district clerk.
So let me review with you quickly just the process that we're following right now in terms of money so that everybody knows it's on the table. Number one, this Carrie right here, Zinger, is the one that enters, receives the checks, puts them in, deposits them.
Yes.
And then every week, that information is transmitted to another one of to our staff accountant at CRS, and we also have an outside CPA that's in every week, and they validate that everything is in order, that it's whatever's been deposited. Is cross-checked, so they validate that. As far as approving the warrants, as we call them here, I look at all of them and I say, yes, yes, question, and then of course I bring it to the board before we pay, and then those warrants are prepared by Zinger, Carrie. And then it's me and Matt Bell right now that sign those checks. That's how we're handling it right now. That's the process we're trying to follow, so that we keep things, so that we meet the state auditor's requirement that, you know, there's not one person handling all of those things.
Mm-hmm. Any questions on that process?
That sounds reasonable.
Okay.
Okay, as long as we have that separation,
separation,
then I'm good.
Okay.
With that, other than that, the bylaws, make a few changes and then I submit them and have them approved by the board.
Good.
Okay, so we don't need to take any action on that today?
No, I'm going to make a few modifications, send them up, and we'll approve them as a consent item or an action item next board meeting.
Okay. So some of these other items coming along, we've already had some discussion on, so we could take some action. Item number three, the adoption of the development review and approval process and fees. Was that one of those that needed to go to a public hearing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do we need to take official action to recommend that to go forward?
Right. Anything that's going to be implementing a new service fee, we need to have set it for a public hearing. The statute allows us to combine that with the annual budget hearing, which is currently set for, I believe, November 30th. So if we want to have that, we can prepare the notice so that it all happens at the same time.
Hey, do you need us to take action today to have that happen on the 30th?
Yeah, take action, a motion to set that as the date.
Okay. Anybody want to do that?
I make a motion that we combine the development of procedures into the budget meeting.
Second.
Okay, motion and second then. Does that motion sound okay?
If you want...
Tell her how she should say it.
I believe there's some other items on the agenda where we're addressing fees address any
we
can do that, but we should do those separate, shouldn't we?
If you would like to, that, okay. That's just fine.
So the motion then is to put this
to a public hearing at the same time as
to
the
set
budget.
The date of September 30th
November 30th
for the public hearing to approve those this process, okay, and fees.
This has to go out, be published prior to?
Yes.
3 weeks prior, et cetera?
Beforehand.
Okay.
So I have a motion by Trustee Bell, second by Trustee Barrett. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Sounds unanimous. To item number four then, the change in the billing customers from quarterly to monthly, and increasing the fee charge. Similar motion on that one. Chris, because that would have to be public hearing as well.
What number? Hey, Terry.
Yeah.
Number four. Number five. Number six. All need to go to the public hearing.
Okay, we can take them all in one motion. If you want to
just state in your motion each reason why, that would be sufficient.
Each reason.
Okay, so
what do you mean?
I'll
each
make
reason
a motion
why?
As it's listed. Set public hearing.
Right.
Four,
so the motion, Commissioner Trustee Bell, would be to say that we adopt the date for the public hearing and for the purpose of doing all those things in 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Six is impact fee for vacant lot. That's
okay.
One.
All right. And second, Bob, did you do that?
Yeah,
Bob.
Yes, I did.
Okay, I thought so. All right, any further discussion then? And Carrie, just make sure in the minutes that we list for all those reasons as part of that, okay? Okay, all in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? It passes. Okay, so we're then to item 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
Item 7, discussion to action or action on approval to retain Christensen, Palmer, and Ambrose for audit services.
$3,000.
I would like to make a motion that we accept that. I've read over the contract. They're currently the folks that we're dealing with in other districts I'm involved. So I'll make a motion to accept that contract. That's the best $3,000 we spend.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second then to approve that contract. Any discussion to that? Seeing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It's unanimous. And item number 8, discussion interaction on the water share acquisition for Kobe Well and Bloomington Well. Was there anything additional on that? Okay, so
nope.
no action on that one. Any other items before we adjourn? Okay, motion to adjourn. And a second? Okay, motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Thank you.
Yay!
Hey! I just got here.
What did he say?
Daylight fell short.
That's the best meeting, trustee.
Thank you.
The next month's meeting is going to be about the same time, about the 19th, 20th.
Yeah.
I won't be here for that next meeting.
Hopefully one of those other two will, and we'll have a...
Yeah, I'll be in Burma, so if you don't see me...
You know, thanks for reminding me.
For the auditor contract, I haven't seen that. Did you want me to review it?
That letter's right there.
I've got to go catch Jeff real quick.
Okay. Oh, Jeff, that's right. Jeff's still here, huh?
Well...